Blog Talk Radio.
And we're on. Welcome to Sin City. How's everybody doing?
Everybody is just fine.
Wow.
I don't know why it's not playing, man. I'm going to have to go back in and check that out. It should be playing.
Well, anyway.
Last week.
Anyway. What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. This is your boy, Cat, chilling as usual. I'm a man for all the time. But I mean, what's good, dog?
What's crack like, Holmes?
Well, man, you know how we do it. Network and politics, like we do every week.
True that, true that. Hey, before we get started, man, what happened with Ray Ray, man?
Sold the fuck out.
Big two, one. Big three is the big two. You still got Rondo.
Yeah, you know, and I think is that he kind of felt like Rondo was inching him out anyway, so he just said, fuck it.
And what about Nash to the Lakers?
Look, man, I'm going to say this, and maybe you're going to agree with me, maybe you're not, but this is the way I feel about it. Kobe got two, maybe three, if he don't have no injuries. Probably 2-3 years left for him. Do you agree?
I agree.
Okay. David Stearns is not finna let a Kobe versus LeBron go. He's gonna let the Lakers stack the. He's gonna let the Lakers stack the team. He's gonna let them do it. He's going to let them do it because, man, that's too much money they would lose. That's just like if you never saw Michael versus Magic. Or, you know what I'm saying, when Michael went against all the big guns. He went against the Barclays, you know what I'm saying? He went against all his adversaries. You cannot have a Kobe leaders league without going against LeBron in the championship. So they're going to let the Lakers stack the deck. They're going to let the Lakers stack the deck this year. Don't be surprised to see that that Dwight Howard trade.
Dwight Howard want to go there now.
Yeah. Don't be surprised to see the trade.
He was against it. Now, I guess he want to play with Nash.
Dude, it's all about the money, bro. It's all about that money, man.
You may have a valid point. But I can argue one better than that one. Everybody want to see Durant. Ain't nobody looking for Kobe no more. They looking at Durant now, man.
Yeah, but that's just it. Durant got plenty of time. I ain't going to say a child, but Durant's still young. Durant got the next 10, 12 years to go. Everybody know Kobe is a Kobe on ball time right now.
Yeah, he like 34 now.
Right.
That's like 40.
38.
Gee, that's like 50 in regular years.
Right. But I'm saying he can still get the job done. You still got two people that can get the job done. So,
right.
You got the Kobe-LeBron thing. Everybody wants to see Kobe versus LeBron, just like you want to see Michael and Magic. You know, you get to see a lot of these top players play each other if they're in the same. You know, if they all on the East or they all on the West, you know, so you get to see the matchups like the big three, Boston versus Miami. We got to see that. We've yet to see LeBron face Kobe for that ring. David Stearns is not going to let all that money go past. Hell, David Stearns, Nike, and nobody else.
Wait a minute, who did Cleveland lose to when they did go to the front? I think they lost to San Antonio.
That's what I'm saying.
You got a point. They haven't played each other, at least not in the finals.
Right, not in the finals. So you got to give it to them. Hold on, I see we got a girl. Butter, what's happening?
Nothing much. What's going on tonight?
Nothing much. We just talking shop or two. We got people online.
Yeah.
Yeah, so y'all can exclude that last conversation we were just having. We were just talking shit, you know, we doing what motherfuckers do.
Okay.
She agrees.
I didn't hear it, so I'm good.
No, okay. Well, check it out. Well, I don't know if y'all been on Facebook or not or wherever we done posted it up, but tonight's topic, let's jump into it.
All right.
Let's say, all right, Butter, since you're the first one to press one,
uh-huh.
Let's say that, you know, you got an acquaintance. We're not going to say quite a friend, an acquaintance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And this acquaintance is kind of digging somebody that you digging. They now, and all due respect to them, they don't even know you like this person. But they said, fuck it, they going at them. I mean, what do? Do you fall back or do you open your mouth?
I open my mouth.
So do you? Okay. So what do you say? Like, because if she already like, shit, I didn't holler at him. I didn't, you know, we didn't kick it a couple of times. I mean, what do you say?
I might, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she, okay, say she like, we went out a couple of times and I'm digging them. And I'm like, oh, we got the same taste because I was digging them too. Mm.
So and with that being said, you think she's supposed to fall back?
Well, I can't say that she's supposed to. I made the best woman win.
Oh, shalom.
If I'm digging them like that, like really, I'm like this. I might be like, okay, I've been in a situation where I was digging somebody, but my friend digged them. I fell back, you know what I'm saying? Because it's always somebody else. But if I'm digging them deeply and I really want to be with them or whatever, then I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to speak my, you know, and I'm going to let her know. And I'm going to let him know how I feel, one way or the other.
Janae, what's up, baby?
Hello. How's everybody?
Hi, sexy.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good.
Okay. Since we got all that out the way, got my shit all rock hard over here. Shit. Anyway, all right, Janine, what's happening?
Nothing much.
Okay, now check this out. You got an acquaintance. Like I told, like I said the first time, not quite a friend, an acquaintance. Mm-hmm. You know, she digging a motherfucker that you digging, but, you know, she really don't know that you digging this dude like you are. So
mm-hmm.
She stepped in. Do you fall back?
No.
High five.
So you go hard, too.
Yeah, I'm going to go hard. I'm going to get them.
Hey, well, hold on. Hold on a second, dog. Let's change it up. Let's say it's a friend instead of an acquaintance. I mean,
but
it's one of your girls.
If it's a friend, if I had him first and he was mine first and
no,
she just didn't
first.
Know.
He wasn't yours first. She went out with him and everything.
No, they said he was somebody I was digging already.
You was digging him, but she didn't know you was digging him, and she then came to you and told you she went out with him, she liking him and everything.
Okay.
Well, what do you do?
And what she just said when she said okay was and.
did you hear what I said?
Even if this was your friend.
I wanted him first.
Wow.
And if she was my friend, she would know I wanted him because I wouldn't have told her. If she was my friend.
No, you can't change the question, man. We didn't say friend. We said acquaintance. See, you didn't put your
friend
on.
He said friend. He said, what if she was my friend? If she was my friend, she would have known he was a guy that I wanted. She would have known that, being my friend. Now, if it was just an acquaintance, I barely speak to this girl. You know, I just know her. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then that's different. But as my friend, she would have known.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's why I said acquaintance, because a friend would have known.
A friend knows what kind of man.
A friend knows.
Yeah.
A friend
knows.
Yeah, you would have told your friend.
Exactly.
But that's why I said acquaintance. He always changes some shit.
Well, shit. Everybody was just like, fuck the acquaintance, so that's why I threw in friends.
Well, I mean,
you know,
that's, I mean,
you ain't gonna say fuck your friend.
I mean, shit. I mean, hey. Some people
okay,
might
hold
not.
On. Hold on. Let me flip it around as far as the friend go. Okay, let's say, okay, Janine, you said if she your friend, she would already know, right? Let's say when you went and told her,
uh-huh.
And she told you, well, I kind of went out with him already, but I didn't know you really liked him like that because you just now telling me.
Okay.
Did you back off then? Because she like him too.
Well, it ain't about who we like. Which one he like.
Mm-hmm. That's his choice.
Well, he probably going to be like, fuck it, I'm going to take both of y'all if I can.
Okay, well, he can do that.
Oh, see, you just be changing.
My shit. Type of gal. My type of gal.
I honestly
don't know about you,
I would find somebody who thought just like me.
How you going to say I'm changing it and you changing it too?
No, I was just wanted a regular answer. But I forgot who I was talking to.
That's a regular answer for me.
That's a regular answer, dog. That's society nowadays, man.
I mean, you had two people that said the same thing, so that's a regular answer.
They got you right there.
Oops.
Sunshine, what's happening, baby?
Hey.
Hey, Sunshine.
Oh, hey, y'all.
Way low. What's up, dude?
What's up?
Hey, way low.
Hey.
Hey, what's your name? It's Wikipedia.
All right, well, check this out. We're gonna start with Sunshine.
Yeah.
Acquaintance. This is your acquaintance. She trying to holler at the motherfucker you want. Do you fall back?
No, may the best one win.
High five. High five.
Exactly.
Closed mouth don't get fed.
Exactly.
You don't know how he feel about you if you don't say nothing.
Thank you.
Okay. Waylo. I'm going to throw the question to Waylo.
He disappeared. He disappeared.
Oh.
Got something in his mouth.
He said he didn't know
what... I didn't know what the question was. All right, Waylo, you got an acquaintance, right? Just, you know, somebody you know, so somebody you cruise with. He liked the same female you like. Do you bag up?
Well, no, if it's my homeboy, I'll have to shit a little bit of enough.
Now, he ain't your homie. He just a motherfucker you fuck around with every once in a while. You know, he may be like,
nah,
for you, he may be like a producer you see every other day.
I wouldn't tell him shit.
You wouldn't back down neither.
Nah.
Keep going. May the best man win.
Yep. Mm.
All right, now, in the midst of all this, do any hating come about? I mean, because motherfuckers will start hating to get to that pussy. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm keeping it real. Motherfuckers, now, I don't know about the ladies. I mean, I've heard that ladies will hate to get some dick, too. But I do know niggas will hate to get some pussy.
Oh, no,
yeah.
I ain't gonna hate on them, man.
I mean, Waylo, you know I don't mean you. You know, I don't mean you per se, but I'm just saying, you know, motherfuckers will get in there like, oh, yeah. Waylo, yeah, he cool, shit. I seen that nigga with two of his baby mamas last week, though.
Niggas will do that shit.
But do females do that shit?
Yeah, they do.
They do it, and they try not to make it public, but the motherfuckers do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, somebody just give me a line that they would say, a female would say, to a dude to discourage him from talking to another girl. She burning, shit like that.
I'm talking to that ratchet ass bitch. She trifling as hell.
I know this bitch nasty. She be fucking every motherfucking body.
Wow.
I ain't gonna hate because actions speak louder than words.
Another chick call another chick a busted baby and everything.
Be that serious.
It ain't that serious.
He fucking everybody.
I ain't gonna like that.
Now, wait, no, let me ask you. Did you believe a female that told you that about another female? No. I guess he wouldn't.
No, I said no.
Oh,
he said no.
So if another female roll up on you, you know she like you, and you know the other girl like you, you start talking about the other girl, you wouldn't believe nothing she said.
Nah, I don't go by he say, she say bullshit. I'll find out shit on my own.
Yeah, you will find out on your own.
Right, that's why ain't no reason to hate. Ain't no reason to hate. I'm gonna mesmerize you with all of this here. You ain't gonna be thinking about what she doing.
All right, I got you. What about you, dog? Would you believe some another female told you about a different female? And you know they both like you.
I'm hoping what she's telling me is the truth. If, especially if she's like she'll fuck right now. She'll fuck right now. Will she not? So she will.
Really? He's telling the dude.
You know you done fucked your date up for the night, right?
You know what I'm saying? You're telling him, oh, she fucking, she fuck anybody or his dick hard and you ain't ready to fuck right now. He gonna go to her and fuck.
Like, oh, she, yeah, hell yeah. She'll fuck you right now. She'll fuck you today. You go over there, I guarantee you'll be fucking within the next 10 minutes. I'm gonna call you right back, all
right? Right. Right, exactly.
That's what you call it, backfire.
Mm-hmm.
That backfired. I'm just
saying. Yeah, females hate on each other. Oh, really? She do that too?
And y'all, and when y'all hate hard. See, dudes be trying to be smooth with it. Dude to be like, yeah, but you know that's my man. But shit, you know it is what it is. Y'all just come out straight with, oh, you know she a hoe.
She got five different baby daddies.
Wait a minute. Let me
and all of them related.
Why?
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. Why am I just sucking y'all brothers dick too?
Wow.
That's about, she was sucking my brother's dick. How do you know that? I know your brother didn't do he didn't tell you that information. Now, how do you know that?
I seen her. She was on her knees, man.
I mean,
she wasn't
praying. Waylo,
come. Waylo,
how many times have you heard that? She was fucking with my brother. She was just,
hey, man. I heard it. To be honest, I heard it once.
Really?
Yeah, I heard that once.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. Especially coming up in them projects. Oh, she fucked my brother the other night. Is she?
Yeah.
But then the fucked up part, like, well, damn, I was with your brother till like 2 a.m. I don't remember him getting no pussy.
Yeah, I guess it happened when you went to the crib.
I guess so. But, yeah, I mean, y'all do seriously. Y'all go hard. Y'all do go hard. I don't mean y'all per se. What I'm saying, women go hard. Okay, let me ask y'all. Janine. But
yeah.
You being the type of person you are, and experience the things you experienced, I know you didn't have women that hated on you. I mean, what was something like, though? Have you heard anything that somebody has said about you that you just like, wow, that's, damn. Like, damn, bitch really said that about me?
I know things have been said. I don't really know anything specific, but I don't care about stuff like that. They say whatever they want about me.
Well, not to say that you care, but, you know, just some shit that just make you be like, damn, wow, I almost said that.
I can't really think of nothing right now.
Like, well, damn, I heard Snee had two dicks in her mouth at once.
No, that has never been said, not that I know of.
What about you, Bubba?
Oh, Lord. Oh. I mean, I can say that I have had my couple of female friends come to me and say things. I don't know who they said it to, but I know they came to me and said what they said, you know, how they felt about my sexuality or how I handle myself. I'm more bold than they are and stuff like that. So I'm pretty sure if they came to me and told me they can't believe that I did this or I, you know what I'm saying, am this way, then I know they probably telling their man I'm a hoe and telling, you know what I'm saying.
I heard she got that nasty woman's disease.
Nothing like that. Now, if somebody going around saying something like that about me, well, that's sad.
Not the nasty woman's disease.
Okay, not the nasty woman's disease, no. But, it's sad. It's really sad.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, let me ask my followers. No, what? Have you ever heard somebody say some shit about you?
Not personally. I mean, I heard some. I mean, you know, people say shit all the time, man. I'm like Janine, man. I don't even let the shit bother me, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you can't say it in my face, then you know, fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I heard for all the time, penis is like smaller than my pinky.
Right, 2 inches of hard dick.
Well, I have heard people say I'm bougie, you know, I'm stuck up or some shit like that.
Bougie?
Say, okay.
Thank you.
What about you, Waylo? You done had it. You wasn't
yeah,
some of the wildest stuff.
I heard some good and some bad things. I was in high school. This chick rolled up to me. She was like, your girl over there telling everybody how y'all get down in the bed, and I want a piece of it. Like, all right.
That was a good thing.
Yeah, that was a good thing. That happened more than once, too. Then,
I just got to sleep that last one in there.
Huh?
It's that treasure box you got under the bed.
Oh, I put some pictures up, by the way, too, if y'all ain't seen them. But one of the bad things I heard said I was a dog-ass nigga and I was a broke-ass nigga.
Well, hell, did any of them want a Powerball?
I know, right?
Shit.
And men try to throw other men out, too, by saying y'all fucked us already, too. Y'all know y'all had.
Right.
Oh, no,
I don't understand. That's one thing I
don't
understand at all. Why are you lying on your dick? Why?
Okay, now hold on. I ain't going to say men don't. There's a lot of men that do. But come to find out, a lot of women lie on that pussy, too.
What?
Yeah. Don't worry. And me personally,
I'm serious. I can't believe it. It's sad.
And when I was younger, I thought, I'm like, man, I ain't gonna lie. If a girl told me she fucked that dude, I'd be like, shit. Yeah, she fucked him. She ain't got no reason to lie. But, man.
I can say this. In high school, I had friends who said that they was screwing and they wasn't. made me think that they was growing and they wasn't. But that was high school. We grown now. So if
and
a woman
still
is going, you, and they still doing, that's sad. That's
they still
sad
going.
Shit.
Okay, look, most men lie. Most men would lie about it to their boy. They never expect their boy to find out.
Or they don't
exactly.
Or they don't want their boy to get it.
That could
exactly.
be it too. Yeah, that's true too.
He ain't gonna get it. He ain't gonna get it. I hope he don't get it.
But it don't work. None of it works.
Okay, Sunshine, you said you experienced it. What do you mean? What happened?
Well, I mean, shit, in high school, I experienced it. The nigga told his boy that he fucked me, and I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, he ain't getting it. I'm like, did he tell you I went up in? She's like, no. I said, well, then he didn't hear it. I ain't
wore panties since
junior high school,
so I know damn well
he
hit it. He hit it.
I'm
just playing.
And the truth be told, I wasn't even fucking in high school. I didn't get wild until I got grown.
My supervisor at work, this old job I had, did that to me. So none of the other employees would talk to me.
Wow.
Damn.
you know I'm hitting that, right? Are you? Yeah, man, I've been hitting that for 2 months now. But then you walk by smiling, hey, see, there she goes smiling at me. Right.
Did you get a promotion up in that motherfucker?
You said what?
Did you get a promotion?
Oh, you know I was poor. Now, I didn't say that, but he didn't get none. You know, I got whatever I wanted.
And you know what? Y'all fall for that shit hook, line, and sinker, too. Y'all as women fall for that shit easy.
Fall
like,
for what?
Motherfucker be like, yeah, he hit it. Man, y'all know this motherfucker been extra nice to y'all for a reason. Y'all know he been extra nice. Y'all know he didn't say it, but it's like, fuck it, as long as I get what I'm getting out of it, fuck it. But then, here's the fucked up part. You playing the game with him, but then when it comes out, then y'all want to get mad. You ain't fucked me. You ain't fucked me. Hold on, you was just playing this game right along with me. And at that point, I'm going to lie right on. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
What is suck? That's true.
Hey, right. Once you start playing that game is on. Now, if you nip it in the bud early, then okay, ain't nothing you can do. But if you sitting there playing right along with me.
No, actually, I didn't find out until later.
Then at the end of the day, now you done met another motherfucker that you want to talk to, for real. And now you like, and the first thing he do is like, oh, I thought you was with old boy. Hell no, I ain't with that motherfucker. Hell no, I wish you stopped lying.
What
you mean? What
do you tell you? What do you say? What do you say?
Right, what do you say? Then you want to go up to him. I wish you stopped telling motherfuckers that you fucked me. You know you didn't. You knew I told you. You knew I said that when I bought you lunch that day. You knew I went back and made that lie up.
Why would we just assume you said stuff like that?
If I'm ugly as fuck and you looking good and I'm sitting there buying you lunch every day and you riding home with me and all this shit, you know I done made up that damn lie that I done fucked you.
Why would I just know that? People do that for people that they want to talk to.
Right.
Hell, that's called dating or trying to get with somebody. That don't mean that you would think that this person going around saying you fucked them.
Whatever.
Yeah, I got one for y'all. This is way back, though. This is a chick named Amanda. I had just moved to Texas from California. Chick came up to me. She was like, you want to be my boyfriend? I was like, shit, yeah. You know, she was one of the popular chicks in school and shit, right? So I'm thinking that we girlfriend and boyfriend and shit. She playing me and shit. We in the lunchroom, and, you know, she came over, bought a lunch, whatever. She walked away and shit. We get in the hallway, and I was like, so what's up?
She was like, I don't even like you like that. Why the fuck are you talking? I mean, she just went ham on me. She went off. She, like, embarrassed the shit out of my ass.
You should have pushed that bitch to a locker.
Hold on. But another dude, this motherfucker was like 13 foot tall, went up to her and said the same shit. But this motherfucker backhanded the shit out of her ass. I mean, like, pimped out of nowhere, just slapped the shit out of her ass. And then she looked at me. I was like, see, if I was your boyfriend, we'd do something for you, fucking bitch.
Right. Hey, and this goes out to Amanda.
You the dog, motherfucker!
Hey, let me ask y'all something. We're talking about working and all that. Is fucking in the workplace good? Is that something that
oh
you should
do?
Oh,
my goodness. I enjoyed every moment.
No, not literally fucking in the workplace. I mean, just taking somebody.
Oh.
That's next week's show.
Hey, dog, but you know what? I think if it's employee, it's cool, but if it's supervisor employee, I think that shit can be some problems, man. Because if you're the supervisor and she's the employee, I was the only male manager at Pizza Hut. Worked with none but chicks.
I'd have been flipping more than dope.
I had them left and right, and it was fucking ridiculous.
All right, so in other words, I mean, so Waylo, you say, yeah, even though you had a ball, would you do it again?
Hell yeah, I would, because I know something different than I do now. Shit.
Oh, boy. All right, ladies, so y'all think fucking in the workplace is good?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about in the workplace. I mean, just fucking around with somebody.
Oh.
I'm not just explaining that to you.
I just started thinking about, you know.
I mean, I want to hear a woman's answer. Okay, let's say you're the supervisor and he's the employee.
I wouldn't do it.
Oh, you
wouldn't do it?
No.
What, you feel like you're downgrading?
Yeah. No,
it's not appropriate.
But what if he's the supervisor and you the employee?
I still wouldn't do it.
Stop lying.
No, I wouldn't. I haven't. I never did it.
Mm-hmm. I got your ass in that storage room. It'd be a different story.
Right.
You know what?
Hey, Janine, why don't you come in here? Bend over that desk and give me that piece of paper, would you?
You come help me with the copy machine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just have never did it. I ain't say that they haven't tried.
But do you think it's a good idea?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think it's a good idea? Okay.
It causes conflict, because then what happens when you're not fucking that person no more? You don't want to, but the other person do.
I quit.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but then you at that dilemma where you have to quit your job.
Kid.
Yeah. See, the reason why.
I had the best time of my life when I did this shit.
The reason why I quit, it wasn't because, like, if we would have just stopped messing around or whatever, then it would have been fine. I could have still kept my job. It was the fact that he was lying. Like, you a married man. And lied to me and said he wasn't there.
And then other people know in the office. And
you know what I mean?
So you was the office romance.
And he just lied. And then one day.
But did you know you was the office romance? I mean, you knew that you was just the one at the office.
Wait a minute. First of all, did you know he was married when y'all started?
No.
You thought he was
Get the fuck out of here!
No. That's what made it so bad. That's what made it so bad because you, I mean, when I say he, I mean, he lied from the beginning to the end. I even was at his house.
Damn,
and
you weren't at his house. You was at his brother's crib.
No, I was at his house, and it was a picture of him, his kids, and a woman. He said that the woman, he said that that picture was just a family picture, that is his baby's mama, and you know what I'm saying? The picture was a family picture, and not to trip over it. You know what I mean?
Okay, let me ask you this.
Nice
there. You fucked him when you found out he was married. You found out he did all that lying. You still continue to fuck him?
No. I told you I quit, and I walked. I didn't walk home. I quit and I left and went home. And I got a job less than a week later.
Now, let me ask you this. What would you have done if his wife walked in while you was at his crib?
Oh, man, that would have hurt me, but at the same
time. In more ways than one.
No, it wouldn't have hurt me in more ways than one. It would have hurt me because I would have been like, oh, wow. I would have felt sorry for her because she would have been the one really hurt more than me. But
when she seen you coming up and she seen you were laying up in her bed and you jumped out.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
This is what I don't understand, though. This is what I will never understand.
You ain't just going to sit there and whoop my ass.
At all. I can understand you being mad. You can call me all the bitches you want to, whatever, but you're not finna whoop no.
You can call me whatever. You can call me whatever.
Hold on. Y'all
can
realize.
Exactly.
This is her house. Who she should be putting her hands on is her husband, not me.
Exactly.
But wait a minute.
I agree with that, but that ain't how she's looking at that.
I don't care how she look at it.
Wait a minute.
Ain't
it
the truth? I would hate for you to get your ass whooped and get embarrassed. No.
Wait a minute. I'm saying, so, okay, just say y'all laying in the bed, she jump in. I mean, she come through the house, and y'all get the scrapping. While y'all fighting in this bedroom, y'all do know what Father Time gonna be doing.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
I knew you was gonna play that.
Right on with it. Y'all know what Father Time gonna be doing.
I don't know. I might. I'm not gonna just break it up right away.
Yeah, I'm going to go fix some popcorn.
Yeah, I will break it up eventually, but not right away.
Mm-mm.
They done both got naked, too?
I was going to take your clothes off, too.
Ladies, hold on. Just lay down. Just lay here. Lay back. Girl, look at y'all.
It depends on how she comes. If she comes at me a different way, I would do it.
Right.
I'd be like, look. We can lay down and we can talk this out. And in a peaceful, relaxing, sexual way. And I will leave your home. I would do that. I ain't just about to let you fight me now. I'm just not going to let you just going to say it with my ass.
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours.
I just couldn't see that happening.
I
would apologize. Look, I'm sorry.
I did not know.
I'm going to tell you like this. He didn't tell me nothing about you. You need to handle it with him, and I will leave. Now, if she's going to hold that conversation.
Get ready to rumble!
I thought you'd go here.
I will lay her out and walk right over and leave the house. But you're not going to whoop my ass. No, you're not. Not for what he did. No.
Okay, all right, check this out. Now, we didn't got the female's version. All right, Waylo, how you handle it? You walk in, you butt naked with your woman. How you handle it?
I catch a nigga in my crib. This ass better be ducking and dodging. I'm letting some hot ones go at his ass. I'm going to ask questions later. And then I'm going to beat her ass.
I'm saying, though, what if you like, look here, man, we can talk about it, dog. We can talk about it.
I don't think you can put that to the same.
I'll get you a nice rest at your funeral.
Hey, we can lay down and just talk about it.
You're going to be the only one laying down.
No,
you see the difference, though? You see the difference? When Janine said it was all good,
hey.
You would be like, hey, man, we can talk about it. Just lay down with it.
Damn.
The problem.
I don't know.
Oh, man, look here, man.
You can just double-team your wife, dog. Come on, man.
Right.
Don't be like that, bro.
For one, I want some balls and dick into my balls and dick to walk.
Hey, man.
I'm not mad at you. I'm taking you for fucking my wife. Hell no. Kiss my ass.
Hey, man, I ain't make the rules of the world. I just don't understand
why I get mad at the other person.
No, you know what? Honestly, it ain't his fault. But
if he ain't rapist, you need to walk your ass up out of that, though.
I would go to my safe and get the gun and get it loaded up. But I wouldn't like run towards him to fight him. I would just have him scared, thinking he finna get shot up or something.
I'm not even gonna let you.
First of all, that you need to walk away shit, that shit ain't going to fly with me. Not if I walk in on it. Ain't nobody walking away from shit.
No.
That.
Like I said, I'm going to give him an option, either the window or the stairs.
I fuck that.
Say again. Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
That'll be father time the whole time. Dude looking at him like, but I ain't saying nothing.
You ain't gonna say nothing either, motherfucker. Your ass is grand. Now, if you can make it out that door before I get underneath that mattress, you good.
Nah, fuck that. I keep my mind up.
I will go outside and bust my window. Make the glass fall on the inside and be like, motherfucker broke in, man.
Yeah,
my wife.
Hey, what'd he say? What Dola Martin say? He made me do it. Bitch, please.
Yeah, man.
He was raping my wife. Bitch, shut up.
No, he shot my wife.
Damn. But she ain't gonna make it easy.
She ain't gonna make it. And then, you know, I shot him because he was trying to jump out the window. I knew he'd done it. I mean, I understand what you're saying, brother. You need to go up to the other person. But at some time, that adrenaline's in you because you're seeing it. You actually see it.
It's called primal passion, but you can't say he was jumping out the window. You can say
I'm killing everybody.
I'm not arguing with your method. I'm just saying. You shoot him in the front and say he was lunging for you and you felt threatened or he had something in his hand, you thought it was a gun, so you shot first.
Mm-mm.
You don't think no
shit
like
that. Climb out the window, bro. Climb out the window and I'm going to shoot his ass on his way out the window.
I'm going to take his ass in the basement and
that wouldn't even, you would go to jail for that shit. I'm trying to tell you what to do to keep from going to jail.
Nah, it don't matter.
Too much CSI. They can't get me. I know all about Horatio Caine, CSI Miami. I know how to get away with that shit.
I'm not talking about no damn TV show.
I'm just saying. I mean, come on, man. Everybody that's on the show right now, if you can... I mean, even thinking about that shit, thinking about it to piss you off, but actually walking in on it, ain't nobody walking away.
Nah, that's going to be a different story for everybody.
Ain't nobody leaving my house.
I told you, you ain't leaving. You're going to be in that basement duct taped to that pole.
Oh, my God.
Yep, and then get you a pair of pliers and peel off all his fingernails and toenails.
No, I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna be smacking his ass with a back scratcher every morning. Wake up, nigga. Go outside and get some bees and throw at his ass.
Give me a little song, man. You motherfuckers have got a little bit too violent here. We're gonna come back after this song, man.
Okay.
God damn. I guess we're gonna listen to Way Low Rant a little bit more. We ain't going to this song, man.
Has that person happened to somebody where they actually got caught in the act? No, I've never. I got caught with my ex in the house when my dude came back home. He was in the house putting the shoes back on.
Shit, I done jumped out a couple of windows before.
You did?
Oh my goodness.
I done ran out a couple of back doors, hid in a couple of basements.
Yeah.
You did too? Like R. Kelly, I'm searching the whole crib, so I'm ain't right.
He went to the front door, knocked. I didn't answer. He went to the back door, knocked. I didn't answer. I turned all the lights. Well, all the lights was already out. But it seemed like when I looked out the blinds and looked at, you know, to see, it looked like he was looking at me dead in my eyes. So I just had to go ahead and open the door. I couldn't fake cry, nothing. I just opened the door and let him in. And he had... It was New Year's Eve. He had two bottles of Moet in his hand, and I'm like, damn. It would have never happened if he would have been home on time.
Damn.
So you have to bring the New Year's in, right? And you was running late.
187.
It was really more deep and serious than what, you know, it looked like, really. This was my ex-fiance. We broke up because he was too, you know what I'm saying, possessive. But he just so happened to be in my area at the time, actually in front of my house at the time, and I'm waiting. He had a bottle himself. He's like, you know what I'm saying, want to drink and hang out.
His wasn't no coincidence. His was a plan.
He probably planned it, but I didn't expect it. And then it was like, you know, he came in. I still wasn't even planning on doing it to him, but... He came in the house. Dude ran out the front door. My dude came upstairs, flipped the mattress. I was like, oh, my God.
You said this was New Year's Eve?
It's not this New Year's Eve. This was
on. No, I'm just saying it happened on New Year's Eve, right?
Yes.
See, and you would have been the first murder of the year.
Like he found the condom wrapper. He was like, "So you was fucking?" I said, "No, no, I wasn't." He said, "Don't lie to me." And I was like, "You know," I said, "You know what? He was trying to get some, but you know, you knocked on the door, so we didn't get to do it."
Yeah. Okay. Now I gotta agree with Father Ty. So now you playing with my intelligence. Now I'm finna shoot.
What?
With my intelligence.
Yeah.
I was young.
No.
And I thought he was dumb. So.
You still would have been the first murder of the year.
He cried. He said, "I thought."
He tried to get some of the weed.
He cried. He was like, "I thought you was my woman. I thought you loved me."
I'd have been saying that while I was pumping bullets in your body. I loved you, pal.
We stayed together like
man, I told you love,
He stayed about a year after that.
He actually stayed with you.
Yeah. He left. Let me tell you what he did. You know that song, "I Hate You So Much Right Now"? I hate you so much, right? He sat and drank, like, at least one of the bottles. He drank it all by himself while he sat there and cried. Then the song came on. He stood up, sang the song to me. And, I mean, he wouldn't go to sleep. I ended up falling asleep, like, holding his hand, begging him not to stop crying. When I woke up, he was gone. He had went back to his mama's house. And then he came back.
If you fell asleep on me, cheating?
Huh?
Huh? Ain't getting up. You ain't waking up.
Oh, I woke up and he was gone. He stayed gone for maybe. He stayed gone for a couple of days. I thought it was over and he came back.
Mm-mm. I'm looking at this empty-ass rubber paper on my bed. I got all this alcohol in me. I'm crying. And then you go to sleep.
And it smells like Badusi in the room.
Honestly, I think that's what really I was shocked. Like, he don't have a sense of smell.
He don't?
No, he didn't have a sense of smell. Like, his sinuses or something, I don't know. He didn't have a sense of smell.
So you used to be farting all the time around him.
I mean.
That's a dangerous game.
Oh, my God.
That's a dangerous game.
Okay, y'all,
take
it out.
Like that and still get away with it?
You know what? Hold up. Now I think we can go to a song now because I'm time for the fuck around a minute. Shout all y'all on this show right about now.
Okay.
We're going to go to a song. We're going to come right back. All right.
I'm shooting everybody. Y'all. Ain't nobody leaving the house.
All the chronic in the world can even message you. You're the ultimate high. You know what I'm saying, baby? Now check this out.
Take my money, my house and my car, for one hit of you can have it all, baby, 'cause making love, every time we do, girl, it hurts dangerous, 'cause I'm an addict of you.
Oh,
right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. You know, they had the longest damn ad-lib. Them motherfuckers have seen one word for 10 minutes. He wasn't even saying a word. Just fuck it.
Hey, they made good music, though, man.
Hey, man, it was my boys. I used to love me some Jodeci.
Hey, speaking of that, man, I don't want to change it up or nothing, but I just need to know something. Everybody tell me if they agree with this. Is it cool to have a relationship with, say, your adopted brother or sister?
What?
Oh, my God.
No, I wouldn't.
No, nobody would do that shit, right? That's kind of like...
What's that guy's
right?
name that played God in...
Morgan. In
Bruce Almighty?
Morgan Freeman.
He's either married to her or he's engaged to his adopted...
He's married to her.
Yeah, oh my God, that made
his
me
adopted,
sick.
The lady that he, the girl that he raised, that's his grandchild with his ex-wife.
Yes. Ain't
yeah,
that
man.
Sick shit?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
I read about...
And she's trying to get pregnant by him.
Oh my God, that made me so sick to my stomach, like I could not believe it.
I read about it with Whitney Houston's daughter, dating her brother or whoever. But
what?
Technically, though, they're not kids. So, you know.
But still, he raised that girl up like
you
that.
You said
with
Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston's daughter did that too, didn't she?
Right. That's what I read about.
Yeah,
I read about it with her.
I didn't hear that. What was that?
Whitney Houston's stepbrother or foster brother or something like that.
No, she adopted the little boy. She adopted the boy,
yeah.
And they was raised as brother and sister.
Yeah,
oh,
and they were holding their kissing and holding hands and shit.
That just ain't cool.
Well,
technically, they're not related, so, you know.
Yeah, but that just going to show you they already was fucking. All right.
Yeah, I think they was.
Yeah, they
had
to
be. How old was he when they brought him in the house?
I think he was like 11 or 12, something like that.
Oh,
no, 12.
See, you're not going to bring no 11 or 12-year-old around my daughter. He already, his hormones already jumping.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That motherfucker ain't two, it's over.
If you raise his brother.
No, you trying to raise him as brother and sister. They trying to get their fuck out.
I honestly feel like, you know, I feel sorry for those kids that are still foster children or in a home when they're that age. But after a certain age, you can't bring grown kids into a home with, you know, the opposite sex.
No. He been around their family for a while. Whitney Houston just decided the mother had some problems, and she brought him into the house. But they've been knowing each other damn near their whole life.
Right. Wrong
answer. Right.
Wrong fucking answer.
Oh,
wrong answer.
Lord.
Well, I
there's
just
saw
these goddamn kids running up and down this damn hallway.
Too many out here, like, for real.
Not going to work.
Not at all.
That was a fucked up story. I just wonder if I was the only person that talked like that.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Can I ask the man something?
What's up?
I had this happen to me, so I have to ask. What would y'all do if you was fucking your girl? This is your girl, okay? And y'all in a bedroom, and your best friend was sitting out in the living room or something, or your cousin or some, whoever, another guy. And he sneaks in and tries to join in on y'all having sex. What would y'all do?
Father, fuck you, man. You pocket-faced motherfucker!
You, hold on, man. You try to hit my girl?
Nah.
You didn't know that.
That's tires for a ass whooping right there. That's what that is.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is your girlfriend, right? Your main girl.
Yeah, This ain't no side piece. This ain't no bust down. This,
and
this
another
no
man
nerve.
Or a, another man came in the room, or another woman came in.
And another man, and I felt somebody else rubbing my legs and stuff, and I was like, okay, like something's going on here.
Okay, well, what did
man,
you do?
Yeah,
what is going on here? You about to be a victim of a gangbang. That's what's going on.
Okay.
Hold on, though. Hold on a second. Okay,
man,
this is your man, right? What did he do to his boy?
Yeah. I mean, he got up and they started fighting and he kicked him out the house or whatever because it was his house. But that shit just, like, freaked me out. I had to go. I was like, okay, that shit just freaked me the fuck out.
Okay, he must have been on one. He must have been popping pills, drunk, something.
I don't know.
I mean, he did kick him out and everything, got mad, they got been fighting and all this.
But I was just like, it was his cousin, though. It was his cousin.
I'm just going to be standing over you, and all you going to say is,
you got knocked the fuck out, man!
That's the only thing going to happen.
The first mistake is you didn't lock the door. The second mistake is you'll never have another dude in the house and you're trying to get you some. And you know that motherfucker sitting out there horny and dick hard.
Now, what you talking about is bust down material, shit like that.
Yeah.
Yo, old lady, your woman, you got your woman in the house. And y'all in your room? He know that's off limits. He know he ain't supposed to have his ass sitting there.
That's crazy. Unless he used to you doing it, unless he used to you bringing bus down, and he didn't know how serious y'all was.
Nah, if he's my boy, he know that's my woman.
Yeah.
He know that's my woman.
That's your cousin. Nah, that was a cousin.
Mm.
That's dirty. Janine, I'm gonna tell you when you walked in the door and y'all went in the back. I'm gonna tell you just what the cousin was thinking.
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
Right. Get it one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to get it from the first time he seen you.
Hey, that's what he was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, but I tell you this, though, dog. If it was me, and, you know, my cousin got up ready to fight, I'd be like, all right, dog, I ain't going to probably fight you, but, you know, put the drawers on first, man.
Get you exactly where you thought you was finna put something at. I'm gonna get you right there.
Yeah, I would have kicked the square dead in the dick.
Hell yeah.
He hadn't got undressed yet. I don't know if he was just trying to feel his way and then was gonna try to see if he could get in, if it was gonna be okay or something.
Wow.
Hey. Go and got permission first.
Hold up, man. Now, especially if I could get away with shooting him, right? I could be like, it's dark. We thought he was the robber. I could shoot his ass, right?
Yeah, you get away with that one. I know, but seriously, dog, it's funny you bring that up. I got two cousins, man. And, I mean, we all tight. And we always just go to my cousin's crib. So on this particular night, man, and I ain't gonna lie, when we get together, we get fucked up, we get drunk, we get go. So, I mean, granted, my cousin, he really didn't look at this girl like his woman, but he was living with her. He was living with her, but he didn't look at her like, all right, this is woman, this is main woman. This was just something to do. But I think he did kind of like her. So he gets drunk, he passes out on the couch. My cousin said, well, he passed out on the couch, so he felt like this was his time to go in there and he fell make his move. So she laid on her stomach. She says she felt him get in the bed. She says she's thinking, okay, this is my one cousin. And she said when he like climbed on top of her, she was like, oh, we got kind of happy now. Where's this lady gained all this weight?
Oh, wow.
So she turned over, and it's my cousin, so she gets to yelling, get the fuck out my road! Get the fuck out my road! So he gets up and like, oh, I must be sleepwalking. I thought I was at home.
Oh, wow. Damn. That was
funny. Dumbass.
That was some loser shit.
Yeah, that was dumb as fuck.
But, you could have got away with shooting his ass.
But now when she woke my other cousin up, he didn't get my other cousin looked at him and fell back to sleep.
Oh my goodness.
So the
you
next
know what
one,
I wanna
go ahead, Waylo.
No, I was gonna say some other shit. I was gonna say that I used to go over this girl house and she always had her girl there. And I used to always leave that door open when we was fucking on purpose, hoping she'd bring her ass in there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly, if I went over somebody's house and every time I go over there, it seems like they humping and the door open, I'm going to think you want me to come in.
Well, shit, we need more women like you that think like that in the world.
You got to want me to come in. If you're going to go in, first of all, I come over and the door open. I mean, first of all, you should have got it before I got there. So for you to do it while I'm there, you must want me to come in.
My bed was by the door. All you had to do was look down the hallway. You could see my ass. So.
Say, wait, look, you set up and start stretching. Yeah.
Dig harder than Chinese arithmetic chicken in America.
Right. Hey, you look at
you want her to put her finger in your ass? Is that what you said?
No, you ain't heard shit like that.
You said you can see my ass like you want her to.
No, I said my dick was harder than Chinese arithmetic in America. You heard me.
You said something about seeing your ass first. That's what you said.
I said you can look down the hallway and see my ass. Yeah, I ain't say shit about nothing going in my ass.
What's up with the ass and the finger in the ass?
I don't know.
Well, I see the cat behind you talking about tickle, tickle, tickle.
I would have punched her in her eye.
Little bitch, nobody tell you to bring your ass in.
What if she come in there? If you left the door open on purpose, she come in there and her tongue go directly to your ass crack. You gonna elbow her to the floor?
No. I'm a fan of getting my ass licked. I ain't gonna lie. I had my ass licked once or twice. Didn't show all that.
Oh, my goodness.
So change your walk, didn't it?
I'll tell you one thing, though. That first time that shit ever happened to me, I didn't know what the fuck to do. I thought I was gay at that time. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
I didn't know it was a different feeling when different people do it. There's a different feeling.
Hey, what you say? Wait, no, I'm not supposed to be enjoying this.
Yeah. This shit feel too good, but it's bad. I don't know. I'm pineapple still. It's not pleased.
It's pineapple.
Oh, and
see, she got me good, too. She was giving me the best head I have ever received. Went down the shaft, started sucking my balls and shit. The next thing I know, she went past the balls, got to that little spot behind the balls. Then she scooted my leg up a little bit. I was like,
Oh, wow.
I love you. I swear to God, I tell everybody I kid.
I tell you what, that was a whole different feeling. I walked out of that squeaky clean, I tell you that much.
Hey, they had a whole new swagger to your walk. You strut real hard.
Yeah.
in the bathroom and do some push-ups.
It wasn't that pimp swagger. It wasn't that pimp swagger. You had that Dodge Caboclo swagger. you walking hard. That Dodge Caboclo stand the line swagger when you walked out of there.
I got a question for y'all. It ain't got nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I do want to know if you had a woman who had big breasts, and I mean.
Wait a minute, hold on, brother. We got somebody new calling in. I just want to get them in before they hang up on us.
Okay.
Caller, what's happening?
Hi, caller.
Okay, go on with your question.
Okay, so this woman, you know, you fell in love with her, and the thing that attracted to you about her were her breasts, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, the longer y'all together, the bigger they getting, you know, they probably bigger than a double G. And one day she tell you her breasts is getting too heavy, they hurting her back or something, and she want to cut them down to like a C. She want to get a breast augmentation.
Oh,
how would you take that?
Hell no. Let her tough it out. Tough it out.
Yeah. Don't walk around as much.
A back brace.
Sit down.
Get you a better bra.
Yeah, it built a turf for the motherfuckers.
Yeah, just tell her to lay down. You know, just lay down a little bit more than you normally do if your back hurt.
Oh,
and get shit cut. Fuck that.
Offer up more massages, huh?
Hey, what you got to do?
Yeah,
I'm
down to a C. A fucking C.
Yes.
You got two letters. Now you want one letter?
Yeah. Like she said that she always wanted to have real small breasts.
Oh, well.
Does she know there's people that's praying for bigger breasts?
I do have a friend who breasts bigger than mine, and oh my goodness, she says that when she was little, she used to always like pray that her breasts didn't get bigger than her mother's breast, and her mother had small breasts. She said she hoped they never got as, you know, bigger than her breasts. And she said by the time she was 14, she was outdoing her mother, like, by three sizes. And now she's, I think she's in an M.
Yeah.
She's in an M, and she says she wants to get into a B or a C.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. Her,
come on with them motherfuckers, cut if you want to.
I just don't see it. Like, I mean, honestly, her body, in my opinion, her body is tiny, and her breasts is look. I don't want to say her body tiny. I just feel like her body, her breasts are a little bit big, you know, either she ain't wearing the right bra or something, but I wouldn't cut them down to a C. I couldn't do that.
You ain't cutting them at all.
If it's an M,
yeah,
I mean, that's halfway to the alphabet.
She said that she can't sleep on her back, and she says. She said that she has
them
bruises.
That motherfucker probably spread like the Red Sea when she lay on her back.
And she said she has bruises on her stomach.
Bruises?
Yeah, from her breast.
I mean, I take that two ways. The medically, I mean, if it's healthy for her, then I say do something about it. But as a dude, I'm not a real big breast fan. As long as you got something I can cut. You got something I can suck on, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
Them motherfuckers ain't got to be fucking big as fuck like that.
Listen here. This is what I would tell her.
This is my groove. Don't fuck with my groove, nigga. You understand what I'm telling you? I'm tired of you folks coming out with this bullshit.
Don't
If you on top and you
ride
me and you give me a black eye, then, yeah, it's time to do something
about
this.
Okay.
That don't matter, man. That don't matter. Don't be selfish.
How you gonna explain that? How you gonna explain that? You go to work the next day.
If she cut him, black eyes. Think about it like this, man. If she cut him, she's being selfish. That's being selfish.
And
why would you cut him? Being selfish. You depriving me of what I like.
Exactly.
That bitch doesn't lie with you.
So as long you know, as long as she keep the titties, you kissing all them black bruises all over and everything.
Like every last one of them. Every last one of them.
She
gonna have scoliosis. She gonna have scoliosis and shit.
Okay.
Oh wow.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Exactly.
She gonna love her and her home.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
And if she bend her over right, he might be able to pop her spine back into play.
You're damn right.
they make shit you can wear for your back.
They do.
There's no excuse.
They do.
There's no excuse to cut them. There's no excuse.
There's no excuse because they make shit for your back. You know what I'm saying? And just sleep on your side, shit.
I'll say that nigga that is so stanky they gonna be too. The motherfuckers probably smell like dumpster juice.
I know, like, oh my goodness, you know, it's been over 100 degrees out, you know what I'm saying? When she gets sweaty and musty, what's she smelling like? She hot and sweaty and she come and pull that bra off and put them titties in your face, you can't breathe, nigga. You breathe again.
Who y'all been fucking with? Who you been fucking with, man? I'm just saying, dog. I just don't like no big ass titties in my face like that. I like big titties. Don't get me wrong. I don't care what size.
So what you saying is my you seen my breasts? You don't like my breasts?
Yeah, I like your breasts. I'm just saying, I know they big.
Okay, you just said you don't like big breasts.
No, I said I don't like them big ass size fucking
M.
Crater, yeah, them big motherfuckers. That's too
have you ever seen
big.
A size M? I ain't never seen a fucking size M.
I'm trying to look that shit up on the internet now.
Yes, I have seen an M.
I would love to see a size M.
Mm. They
like
huge. It's unreal, honestly. It's unreal. If you saw it. I mean, it's hard to stop looking at them. Like, really, these are real breasts. This is wow.
Okay, I gotta ask Sunshine a question. Sunshine, you still on here?
Yeah.
You just had a freak fest with these pictures, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw those.
I mean,
this is how you start your day off.
My God damn! What was it? God damn!
I didn't get to
see
more. I ain't been on the computer in a minute. I need to get on the computer.
Yeah, and people, we need to get back on our website. We slacking here. I told y'all I put them two pictures up y'all been waiting on.
What picture?
I put a picture of the swing up and I put a picture of the box up.
Oh, wow. I need to check that out, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sure do got the box up.
What'd you say, Janine?
Yeah, I'm going to have to take a look at that personally.
Oh, y'all got some shit going, boy.
That's all right, dog. Just ride over there and tell Willow to run the gas station for you.
You say what?
I say just ride over there and tell Willow to run to the gas station for you.
I ain't going.
Pick up me a pack of cigarettes. Come on in, Janine. Grab me some squares, dog. Get you something too while you're there.
Oh, my goodness.
No, boy. Y'all are so
No, I got regular size. I'm only a size B. But I like my size B cup.
You said B.
D. D is in David.
I was gonna say, you lying.
No. No, not
obese. I like your size D too.
Mhm. They're perfect just for me.
Mhm. They're nice.
They're easily able to get into my mouth.
Mm.
But she can suck her own titty on her.
She left it up and licked the nipple. I know.
Oh, I'm not thinking the same thing. I know how a titty coming out the mouth sounds. I know how it sounds. Trust me, I am a connoisseur. Unlike Waylo, I am a breast man. Oh, I know how it sounds. And that was that sound. Mm. What they say, do it again.
I'm looking at these M-size titties, and it's Sheila Hershey is her name. She got a world record for jug size.
What size
are they? She got a 34 triple F. And then
triple
in 2009,
F.
She went to a 51 triple K.
First of all.
Triple K?
First of all, she in the wrong bra size.
I don't even know what the fuck that is, a triple K.
She in the wrong bra size, cause there's no way. Is her back wide? See, women be in the wrong size. Like, okay, the letter is what your breast is in. Like the size of 34 is the size of your back. The 36 or whatever it is. So if she's in the 51, it's not because she's in the wrong size. It's not because her back. It's because of she got the wrong bra size on. She should be in an E on board.
These motherfuckers are like a butt.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my friend's breasts are so huge. They look like...
Like, I
want to
stick
look,
my shit in between this shit right now.
It look like, honestly, both of my breasts push together like one ain't even half of one of her breasts.
Wow.
The
fuck is a triple K? I'm about to put
that's
it up
nothing
right now.
Compared to an M.
She says she working
that
on an M.
Got it. That can't be healthy for her, man.
What down there? Wait a minute, hold on. The person that you looking at, those are fake though, right? Waylo.
Yeah, those are fake.
Them,
yeah.
She getting them done like that.
Yeah.
Now I know who you talking about.
So she bought these. She bought
yeah,
them.
Yeah, she bought those.
Yeah, she bought them.
And I bet they're big and hard.
Mm-hmm.
Big as hell.
Like in a heavy bag, man.
Right. They ain't nothing
fucking heavy bag.
It look like, what's that chick name? It look like Nicki Minaj's butt is on her chest.
Mm.
Yeah, I know who you talking about.
Mm. Well, goddamn it, since you're on there, what's the real size of real ones? What's the,
I'm going to see if my friend will put her on that city.
Who?
I said I'm going to see if my friend will put her M's up on Sin City.
And tell her we greatly appreciate it.
I'm going to. You know I'm going to try to talk her into it.
So we greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, Sheila Hershey okay. Got the world record.
The letter M, so we got N. M N O P Q R S T U V.
I wanna see some Z's.
I don't know
what. Let me see some Z's, then I'm through.
Mm-mm. Well, okay, I'm a little confused. Somebody help me out. Okay, you got your double D's, but double D's, which is two letters, ain't bigger than M's.
This
is one
letter.
No.
So the farther down the alphabet, the bigger they are.
Right.
Yeah.
But that one's got two alphabets.
Yeah, but they still
that means that means that they're wide and big.
They're wide. Mm-hmm.
Like before I was wearing a G, double G's, I was in a triple D. And then I got pregnant with my daughter, and now I'm in a double G. But before that, I was in a 3D.
Let me go take a look at them again. Yeah, butter. Oh, there they go. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was shocked. I went to Nordstrom's and I got them, you know, sized up because the bra wasn't working right. They were sitting, it just wasn't working right. And when she put that bra on me, I was like, wow, this is unreal. I never, ever thought that I would be in this size, ever. But I love my titties.
Well,
yeah, I would. I couldn't get
these.
Yes. God, Walgreens told me today. I love your tattoo. It sits well. It sits well. I said, thank you.
You know what I don't like? I had a chick with some big ass titties, and then got this little ass nipple. It's like the bigger the titty got, the smaller the nipple got.
Oh,
hey, man, you know what? I think you just got a problem. I think you got a problem with titties, man. You been complaining about
me.
Yeah,
he's scared.
And I'm here to tell you, I ain't gonna let you talk bad about them.
I was just.
Now,
I'm just saying. I encountered.
Oh my goodness.
You know, we getting in, got the red light on so I can see. Take the bra off and these big ass titties, and it ain't no nipple there. It's just a little. My nipple just small as hell.
He felt like he got teeth.
Oh, yeah. It's like looking at the Cracker Jack box and not getting no prize.
Oh, wow.
Say, as she was taking it off.
Womp womp.
All right, that's it.
Oh my goodness.
Damn. All right, y'all, we're coming down to the end of the show. So, y'all know how we do it at Way Low.
I want to see somebody eat a watermelon. Yes.
With what?
I want to see Kaz eat a watermelon and Way Low.
Damn sure won't be the damn sure won't be together. That's for damn sure.
No. I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying I just want to see who would eat it the best. Like, I just want to see how sexy, how.
I mean, I'll make a big ass slice and cut a hole in the middle of it if that's what you're looking for.
No, I want to see you eat it.
Well,
you might as well see them eat some pussy then. Just do it that way.
That's true, but, you know, I honestly, I'm cutting up this seedless watermelon right now, and I just thought about it. Damn, it would be so nice to watch Cass lick his lips and suck on this watermelon, and juice dripping off the side of his mouth and everything.
Is watermelon like a cold word? And I'm with code words and everything.
I ain't no code, you know. I mean,
I know what you said. I'm messing with you.
It just gave me a thought, you know. Now I'm ready to.
Okay, remind me, note to self, do not buy watermelons.
Oh, wow. Why not?
I do not go outside eating a watermelon.
Why not?
Fuck around and get raped.
Hey, don't act like you ain't gonna like it.
Hey,
I didn't say I wouldn't like it.
Hey, what you talking about? Well, I didn't say nothing to you. I seen the way you was eating that watermelon all sexy over there. Huh? It's a summer food. I guess. All right, Waylaw, I guess you got to go buy you a watermelon.
Yep, that's the next thing on my list.
Yes, and then we get on the webcam and I watch both of y'all eat it.
Damn, that just sounded too. I hate being out of town.
If you like watermelon that much, you just put the watermelon juices on my pussy and just eat it that way.
I know, eat it up. Just eat it up.
The watermelon shit.
Oh,
ain't the show about the end of shit. Motherfuckers.
Yeah. I'm going to cut the watermelon up and put little pieces. So I just lay little pieces suck on them.
Hey, so
okay,
my number is on my page. So if you want to feel free to send some pictures.
Well, I don't know. Don't nobody want to see Bob and Tom eat a watermelon?
I want Father Time's relationship to succeed. I don't want him to get in trouble.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, he better bit that motherfucker like
I did that watermelon good.
I'm crazy as hell.
I'm gonna go to that motherfucker like a Tasmanian devil.
One bite.
You're motherfucking a Brawlis. Well, y'all is silly. All right, man. We got to get up out of here, man. They going to cut us off, man. Y'all are something else, boy. Oh, boy. Wait, no, you got any last words, man?
Yeah, live and direct from goddamn Milwaukee. I'm going to bed. Probably take me a shower or some shit. Bullshit.
I feel you, bro. Sunshine, any last words?
No, it's real. It's been real. Nice show. Funny, as usual.
Pineapples.
Well, no, I think the cold word for the night is watermelon.
Today, you got your last words.
Great show. I enjoyed myself. Plenty of laughs. I'll be on here tomorrow.
That's what's up. Butter, any last words?
Anybody hungry? I guess I'll be back tomorrow, but for right now, I need to.
Well, Waylo said he'll be in Milwaukee. What's that? 4 hours from here.
If he get in his car and come this way, we good.
Damn.
I'm going to take the pace.
You're going to see a big ass work truck pulling up in a few days.
You got a motherfucking whole slew of police behind him.
I'm on my way, but I'm on my way. 3 watermelons in the front seat with a seatbelt on.
All right, dog. You got any last words, Sass?
Man, SinCity.Spiritual.com, y'all.
All right, that's
just get crazy and crazy.
Man, Henry is just always something, boy. You can honestly say you never know what to expect with this group of characters here.
You just don't.
All right, y'all. Same bad time, same bad channel. We're going to do this thing tomorrow. All right, y'all. Peace out.
Ciao, babe.